Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arch family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. And again, we want to thank our Patreons for all your support over there. Again, there's exclusive videos that go up over on Patreon, and you could get to be part of the family over there for as little as just $1 a month if you do appreciate what we're trying to do, as we are trying to wake up as many people as possible in as short a period of time. As possible.
I know there's a lot to do. So if, you know, if there's something we have done for you, it really, really helps if you can give back over there.
So September 23rd, what happens in Stonehenge? Well, you know, again, it's the fall equinox. These markers are very important. There's a lot of energy there. There's a lot of opportunity for new beginnings at these different markers. And again, Stonehenge, just one of the places that is aligned in an astronomical way to kind of give us a clue as to what season we truly are in.
Yeah, I mean, the stars, they have it all. If we learn to read them and understand them and feel them, you know, go into a state of meditation, you can connect to them most definitely. And there's other cultures that know exactly how to do that, and it's still passed down. It's just not really passed down to us.
Yes, absolutely. And we've spoken about this over at Heart's Home at length about, in fact, you know, in a way, the stars themselves are our higher selves. And so their positioning has a big effect on everything that happens on Earth and the planets as well. And so on September 23rd, we have the fact that it is the autumnal equinox, and there's so much more going on. There's that conjunction of Mars and Saturn, which is in the United States natal chart. It's in the natal chart. So again, you have to be familiar with the U.S. natal chart.
In Vedic astrology, so we're looking at a 23.5 degree difference. So if you're looking at in a Western aspect, it's going to look a little off.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Vedic astrology takes into account the fact that the Earth is tilted. So there's an expedited bill on maritime zone and maritime law. This is in the Western Philippine Sea. And, you know, we've seen tension between the Philippines and China multiple times, especially lately. And again, the Philippines were something that the United States received as a result of the Spanish-American War way back then. Yes, over 130 years ago, 130 about now. And again, the timing on this is, again, coming back to that September 23rd-ish position. We have the U.S. debt clock, which is going to be going over $33 trillion. 33, that famous number, 33, a master number, any day now. You know, some have said it should happen around the 23rd to 28th. A lot of people are picking up on the 23rd as being potentially something significant. And again, with the positioning of Mars and Saturn, which, again, first thing when you think of Mars, you might think God of War, right? And Saturn is all about karma. So war and karma, conflict and karma, coming into the forefront in the United States natal chart. Meanwhile, parts of India are now fully locked down, and this is over the fear of the Nipah virus. And we've been getting, not just us, but gosh, everybody that's really paying attention has been getting the feeling that we're heading into another early 2020 episode where things are going to slow to a crawl and we might just be stuck wherever we are.
I mean, this is really, really horrible, because you got to ask yourself, is this cold? Is it really as bad as they're saying, just like everything else that they put out there in the very beginning? Or are people's immune systems just so screwed up that any old little cold flu bug that comes along is going to put them down in the hospital? You know, it's just something that's not fair. But It doesn't matter if it's fair or not. That's not how the controllers play the agenda game. It just matters that they win.
Yeah. So as you can see, you know, they're rushing to contain the outbreak of this rare, very, very deadly virus. Or at least this is what they're telling us. And again, it's what they're telling us. It's the laws that go in effect. It's the way things are handled when you see, you know, people being stopped and cars being searched and things being checked. You know, that's just, I hate that. I can't put it any other way. It brings me back to what we encountered ourselves in New Mexico and feels so full on G-E-S-T-A-P-O. I like this comment down there. Should I take down my alien invasion decorations and put up my Plague Upon the Land ones again? Good question.
I know. I was looking at that. That's a good one.
Yeah. And again, you have many people that will have really varying opinions. You know, from those that are terrified to go out to those that are looking at everything like it's just a big joke. But again, you have people scaling walls in Naco, Arizona. Naco, Arizona. Naco or Naco? I think it's Naco. And they're dressed in full camouflage. And, you know, scaling walls, rappelling down. You have tens of millions of illegals in the country that are now going to be supported in California with free money and other places put up. It's just craziness. Craziness abounds in these times. And you remember the 8,000 to 10,000 mostly military age young men that came in off of boats on this Italian island? This Italian island has 6,000 people living on it. So basically, they just got invaded by a force 1.5 to 2 times the size of the people that live on the island. Well, they started to build barricades now. They're setting up barricades. They're establishing territorial control over certain areas of the island. Yeah, exactly. You know, as we've known, this is a, what can you say? It's an invasion, and the war is about to start in earnest.
Yeah, I mean, that really makes me nervous when these people come over here and then they start making their own boundaries and they just start to claim. And how could that be any different from here? We've seen how many people have just poured over the borders, and all of our politicians, left, right, doesn't matter. Maybe some stood up and said, hey, I don't like this, but no one actually did anything. And that really should tell us where we stand as far as political wishy-washiness goes. It's all not good. It's all very bad.
And then Putin made a statement that gets people asking, what did he mean? He talked about new weapons that are going to be used based on new physical principles. And again, this is what we've been talking about for years now, that the fact that you're going to see stuff come out in this war, this WW hashtag number three that we never have seen before, and it's going to be mind-blowing, and we're not going to even understand what happened. How? What happened? How did that happen? What was it? You know, it's going to be very, very confusing times. And you have Mike Pence saying U.S. troops are going to be forced to fight Russia if Ukraine loses the war, as Zelensky comes begging for more money. And you have a F-35, supposedly the most advanced plane on the planet. It's had a ton of problems, a ton. It's missing. The pilot had to bail out in the greater Charleston area, South Carolina, and they're looking for their plane. Yeah, they're looking for their extremely expensive plane, trying to locate it. So if you've seen a missing plane, it just sounds silly, doesn't it? And at the same time, over here, you have a Russian kamikaze drone that went down. This is right in Bulgaria, or right on the edge of Bulgaria, which is, again, a NATO country. So the writing is on the wall. So Bobby Kennedy Jr. will probably run as an independent if the DNC keeps giving him a hard time. Let's just leave it at that. And can you imagine this? They colored the Empire State Building blue and cyan, P-F-I-Z-E-R, in honor of a new ouchie. Kind of looks like a little needle, doesn't it? Or a big needle.
Very funny.
Yeah, this just shows you where this planet's at and the system. J.P. Morgan, CEO, demands world government seize private property to save the planet. Well, yeah, you know, again, talking about, oh, we're going to have to put up massive amounts of windmill farms and solar panels, so we might have to take your property to do it. Yeah, we see where this is going. And again, the CFR was the WEF before the WF was the WEF. And, you know, it just goes on and on. There's so many tentacles of this hydra, so to speak. And in 24 hours, there's been four bills in California designed to remove children from their homes and put them into the hands of Big Brother. Speaking of Big Brother, here you go. There's New Mexican Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. She's caved. She will end her quest to overpower the Constitution. Her own party refused to back her up, as well as different sheriffs and law enforcement. And so, why is she still there? She needs to be removed. She really does. I cannot believe that she actually was re-elected.
And you know what? She's not going to be removed, because this whole purpose is, well, it's for something else. It's to get other things on the books. I mean, they're never forthcoming when it comes to things like this. It's just unfortunate. We really are very blind when it comes to understanding the control grid, the control system. I know a lot of people have hope out there that maybe there is some hero, but no, you are your own hero.
Absolutely. And so we did go up to almost a 5 on the KP index, as we see a large filament that was hanging out past few days near a center disk erupted. This was on the 16th. And so there, this is some of the energy coming from that. And, you know, we might have more coming our way. Certainly at some point in time, there are going to be some very impressive ones coming our way. We've talked about this at length in numerous videos that have gotten buried. Many others have as well. John D. Rockefeller founded modern medicine. It's the truth. It's the truth. And, you know, the fact that so much of what we literally put into our body is coming from oil derivatives, you know, for profits, and not really all about health. This is so true. It's just so true. And it created a monopoly, and they got rid of alternatives. They suppressed alternatives as much as they possibly could. They got control of all the schools, and then they teach their version that, again, is number one profit driven, at least at a certain level. And this is the thing. There are many humans that understand the profit side of it that are in the system, but then there's a lot of humans that don't have a clue that there is a much bigger agenda than the profits behind that.
And let's not forget that the scientific studies are all dependent on where the money comes from on those scientific studies, if they're going to get, you know, if they're going to get produced or not. And then you have a lot of people who, you know, really they were following their heart. They got into medicine because they wanted to heal. It's like they took a wrong turn and they never caught the turn. They just kept on going down the modern medicine wheel. Now so many are stuck with all kinds of, you know, bills. They got to pay for their schooling. I mean, they have to continue on, and it's really frustrating, because then you have a lot of people say, hey, I'm a professional, and this is what I learned in school. These are the studies. Well, that's what the Rockefellers taught you. You know, how did we ever take care of ourselves before all of this? There's an earthly fix for anything that ails us. Mother Nature is powerful, and they like to paint her as a very weak, dainty picture. But no, I mean, once you have a problem and you find the fix for that, that fix is so easy. It's like mind-boggling for me, you know, on my path, on my journey, I've learned so many things when it comes to herbal remedies and natural healing. I mean, some things are so simple. It's just crazy, but they make it so complicated in the business world.
Absolutely. Biotech firm wants to create human embryos from stem cells and raise them for 5 weeks in a mechanical womb to harvest tissues used in treatments. After stem cell grown mouse embryos develop beating hearts and flowing blood. As Cindy said, this is also about, you know, going through the Stargate, which is mother, basically. Yeah. And, you know, this really should give people a clue to the extraterrestrial origin of the control grid. Jimmy Carter, and, you know, was supposedly briefed. I'll read this. Yes, the incident of Jimmy, this is from Ed Harris, who is a former research associate at NASA Ames Research Center. Yes, the incident of Jimmy Carter crying after being briefed about classified information regarding UFOs is largely believed to be true by the serious researchers on the subject. As a forewarning, the following information is very unsettling and will explain why Carter never kept his promise of revealing classified U.S. information to the public. According to the story that was corroborated by more than one witness, U.S. presidents are only given a cursory overview of the subject. Apparently, the CIA runs the program. Now, again, the CIA hasn't been around forever. So who ran the program before the CIA? Because the reality is, again, it didn't all start with an agreement back in the 50s or even the 40s with the Greys. No. We're talking thousands of years here. Thousands of years. So apparently the CIA runs the program, only provide information to the president on a need-to-know basis, and do not consider presidential curiosity a sufficient need-to-know. This was implemented after Kennedy and all presidents after him had been given only summary briefings. Some presidents, for unknown reasons, were given more than others. Okay, to your question, President Carter is a deeply religious man who had witnessed a UFO with six other people. Everyone thought he would be the one to finally release UFO info to the public, but as the story goes, he was repeatedly stonewalled. Eventually, the CIA had to talk with him, and afterwards it was reported that he sunk his head in his hands, not only began to deeply sob, but was visibly disturbed for some weeks after. What was he told? He was told that the major religions, including Christianity, were programs. Yeah, everything gets hijacked, and where there was some basic deep truths, you know, such as, you know, for karmic reasons, yeah, absolutely. Turning the other cheek, letting things go, you know, where it's said, you know, if you want to remove the speck from your brother's eye, remove the plank from yours, you know, showing compassion, you know, those are all basic things, the oneness of all things, love, etc. It's the dogma that is the part of the program, and the dogma is all about division. So he was told all the major religions, including Christianity, were programs created by extraterrestrials to prevent us from destroying ourselves while they ran their experiments on us, and that they made us. Now, this is what they're going to claim. Well, they genetically modified us. Yes, we are GMOs in, as far as our bodies, but not the real us, the higher self, not the eternal aspect of our consciousness. At this moment, it became clear to Carter that such information could cause tremendous economic and social upheaval. I should add that this is the author here. He's not only a Christian, but a clergyman, so I'm in no way attempting to promote atheism here. In fact, how God fits into this might be an interesting separate post. Nevertheless, these are the facts as I know them to be. Yeah, and then you have people that think that, well, if the Christian perspective isn't right, then there's no God. No, of course there's a creator and there's a source of all things. It's not like one paradigm is destroyed and that means that all the paradigms are illusions. They have been distorted and twisted. But absolutely, there is a plan, and there is a creative force behind everything that is not the draconian system.
Right. And that's why we're always talking about how to find your own path, how to find your own spirituality, because there's a lot of information out there, and this is our personal journey, and we all get to find what works for us. We don't have to take what other people say.
So take your own approach to it. Everybody has their own viewpoint and things that feel and resonate with you. And, you know, again, it's all about being unique and not conforming, and all about being yourself, because, you know, again, this is why there are so many different people, so many different points of views. This is why, you know, often we have to just simply agree to disagree, because we're all looking at things through a different lens.
Indeed.
Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.